Tell me a little bit about what you tweeted out earlier today about a truce.
Well, last night we had a meeting with the guys who live in this neighborhood, about 100 guys representing different factions, different groups, and we decided to try to get them to come to terms and declare peace. The meeting started off a little rocky, a little tough, but ultimately we got around to everybody coming to an understanding and declaring a truce and declaring that we're going to have peace in Woodlawn.
Is there a time limit on this, a time frame?
The time frame is for the duration. You know, our goal is to get through the summer, first of all, and then we're going to keep taking steps to make sure that we meet our goals, and we're going to continue to meet and strategically plan with one of the, with all the groups involved to make sure that we reach our goal. But our goal is to make sure that this summer that we don't have the murder rate that we've been experiencing this year and in the past.
So when you say 100 guys, were those gang members?
Pretty much so. I hate declaring them gang members, but they all belong to different factions. They all belong to different cliques and different sets. Yeah, they basically are different gangs. Yeah.
Was CPD at all involved with this?
Absolutely not. We did not involve the police, nor did we contact any media. We wanted to do everything behind closed doors, and we felt as if, you know, these are family issues, these are family problems, and that we ought to address it and we ought to handle it. These are young black men killing young black men. And so it's up to us as adults and caretakers of the community to get our young brothers together and make them come to terms with their taking lives from one another. They're destroying families. And so I think what happened as a result of it, that things worked out in a good way, without any police and without any outside interference.
That's an interesting way to describe it. It's you said a family problem.
Well, I, when I say a family problem, I mean it's a cultural problem. These are problems that we're experiencing in the African-American community. We cannot ignore it. We can't shun away from it. It's our responsibility to try to make sure that we first try to take care of it ourselves and do something. So when I say a family problem, I'm talking about a cultural problem. I'm talking about young black guys destroying the lives of other young black guys. But ultimately, it's a humanity problem. It's a family problem, but it is a humanity problem.
I think a lot of people, though, would say that it's a police problem. Do you agree?
Say that one more time.
I think a lot of people would call it a police problem.
Well, I think it is it's a humanity problem that affects all of us: police, pastors, teachers, families. It's a major problem for our society. It's something that needs to be dealt with, and it's something that I believe that we can deal with it if we get more out in the forefront and deal with individuals that sometimes we don't want to deal with. And I think the police, they have the job that they need to do, and then it's up to us to do the job that we're supposed to do. But there's all a part for all of us to play, and all of us need to star in our own roles and do what we need to do. So definitely the police have a responsibility, and definitely the police should do what police should do.
Just lastly, you said the meeting started off a little bit rough. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, anytime you have so much testosterone in a room like that with young individuals with lots of egos and lots of pride and a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, you know, a lot of those guys that were in that room have lost family members, brothers, and so forth, who have been shot and killed. A lot of them have experienced a lot of trauma. And so there was a lot of pain in that room and a lot of hurt in that room. And so to finally be able to see people that you're at odds with and to voice how you feel can bring a lot of tension. And so it was a real tension-filled atmosphere, and it was real charged and a little, I have to admit, a little scary at times. But once we got it going and once we really got the dialogue and talking, I think they discovered that we have more in common than what they've been believing. They have more in common than what they've been hearing. And I think as a result of that, we were able to get to some good conclusions. And I'm looking forward to a great summer. And I'm looking forward to us keeping our meetings going and talking with one another. And ultimately, hopefully, one of these days, their kids will grow up and play together, and they'll be able to share this community together without any violence whatsoever.
And will you be meeting again?
Absolutely. We're going to meet consistently. I think it's important that we have periodic meetings and that we try to do things together. So we're planning an event where we're going to try to get everyone together, where we're going to be asking them to bring their children, bring their young brothers and sisters, and we're going to try to have a joint venture event, and hopefully that'll bring a lot of peace and a lot of happiness to a lot of people in this Woodlawn community.
You know, could you explain to me what the issue is between all these factions?
Well, there are several issues. One of the issues is territory. You know, you grow up in certain areas, and whether you're in a gang or not, that you're affiliated with that area that you grow up with. That's just a cultural thing that happens in Chicago on a consistent basis. Secondly, you have in it that so many of them have had loved ones who have been killed or shot as a result of these neighborhood boundaries. And when you add that to the equation, then you add the hopelessness of and the frustration of not being able to find jobs, hopeless and frustration of the educational system, hopeless and frustration of family structure breakdown, and you put all of those ingredients in neighborhoods where people are already suffering, you're going to continue to have these type of problems. So the first thing we have to do is get everyone on the same page, get everyone working toward peace, and then try to rectify some of these other larger issues, especially the economic issues where these guys are really needing jobs. Because at the end of the day, it's hard to pick up a gun when you got a hammer in your hand or when you got some tools in your hand and you're doing a job.
Pastor Brooks, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, and God bless you.